What can Canada learn from hate speech cases abroad? Although further study of Bill C-9, the government's Combating Hate Act, was paused for a couple weeks following the Christmas break, it is scheduled to resume soon. The debate will continue, especially around religious freedom and the proposed removal of the religious defense to the crime of promoting hatred. Canada's hate propaganda laws have been in place for decades. These include a prohibition on advocating genocide, public statements of hatred likely to lead to a breach of the peace, and the willful promotion of hatred against an identifiable group. More recently, conversion therapy was added to the criminal code as another form of hate propaganda. The law is right to prohibit the incitement of violence or genocide. Christians across the country recognize the evils of such speech. But when it comes to prohibiting the promotion of hatred, it becomes easier to censor beliefs, ideas, or opinions. As Paul Coleman inquires in his book, Censored, quote, "Where does the greater risk lie? In allowing citizens to speak controversially and offensively, or in allowing state to censor the speech that it considers to be controversial and offensive?" End quote. That's the question that continues to be debated in Canada's Justice Committee. Coleman attempts to answer that question, not just with technical legal arguments, by surveying multiple hate speech cases across Europe. He writes, quote, "This survey of 50 hate speech cases is perhaps the greatest argument against hate speech laws. They are simply unworkable in practice. The concept of hate speech is so slippery that it can be applied to almost any speech in any situation. A pastor's sermon, a protester's sign, a private conversation. There are no discernible limits." End quote. In many ways, the conversation about Bill C-9 deals with hypotheticals. The religious defense has always been a defense to the crime of promoting hatred, so there is speculation involved in what will happen if it is removed. But in addition to arguments from within Canada, other Western countries can be used as examples of problems and pitfalls with hate speech laws. While Coleman noted 50 cases, we'll just highlight a few in this article. Anthony Rollins was arrested while preaching on the streets of Birmingham, UK in 2008 for expressing his belief that homosexual conduct is morally wrong. While the arrest was later deemed wrongful, the fact that the arrest happened in the first place points to challenges with hate speech laws. Such laws will be difficult to enforce consistently and appropriately. Ambiguity regarding their scope means you cannot be too sure whether sharing a belief or opinion that some find offensive could get you arrested. In 2001, a Muslim imam, Khalil El-Mumni, was prosecuted in the Netherlands after stating in an interview that homosexual behavior was, quote, "detrimental to Dutch society," end quote. He was later acquitted at trial based on the facts that he had been speaking as a cleric and his remarks were based on religious texts. In Sweden, in 2004, Swedish pastor Åke Green was sentenced to 1 month in prison for strongly promoting contempt or disrespect for a group of people by condemning sexual immorality from the pulpit. Ultimately, the case was overturned on appeal, but going through a trial itself is a costly ordeal, financially and emotionally. In 2009, Ben and Sharon Vogelzang, owners of a hotel in England, were having a discussion with one of their patrons. The conversation centered around religion, discussing whether Jesus was the Son of God and whether the Muslim headscarf is a, quote, "form of bondage," end quote. After the guest brought a complaint to the police, the Vogelzangs were charged and subject to a 2-day trial. Though they won their case, they lost their business as a result of major customers removing their business due to the complaint. Sharon commented, quote, "Many people thought that when we won in court, everything would be okay. In reality, it has brought us to the brink of destruction, so it has not been a victory at all," end quote. In 2011, during a debate in Moldova surrounding including sexual orientation as a protected characteristic in the country's non-discrimination laws, Marian Vitali published a list of 8 public figures that had been publicly supported or attended LGBTQ events. While none of those public figures complained, a lobby group filed a complaint arguing that the list stigmatized and humiliated homosexuals. Vitali was ordered to publish an apology and pay damages. Then, there's the ongoing case of Finnish politician Päivi Räsänen. In 2019, Räsänen posted on Twitter questioning her church's involvement in an LGBTQ pride event. She posted this alongside Romans 1, verse 21-27. Räsänen was arrested and charged with incited hatred. she sat through 13 hours of interrogation. Additional charges were laid due to Rossen and sharing a 2004 booklet on marriage and sexuality, as well as commenting on the topic on a radio show in 2019. Rossen has been acquitted at two levels of court in Finland and awaits a decision from the Supreme Court, which heard her case in January. Presenting to a U.S. Congress recently, Rossen noted, quote, "Speech that is lawful today can become criminalized tomorrow. This should concern every person that values freedom. My case shows where this path can lead. When the state controls which ideas and beliefs may be expressed, democracy becomes fragile," end quote. Of course, each of these countries has unique hate speech laws that differ from Canada's in a variety of ways. Yet Canada can learn from these countries about what not to do. Even when cases are dismissed or people are acquitted, the process itself reveals a problem. Hate speech laws make it more likely that police will attempt to charge people with hate speech for stating their beliefs. Removing the religious defense to hate speech minimizes the importance of religious freedom, allowing Canadians to express their beliefs in public or in private. As the committee resumes its study of Bill C-9, continue to communicate with your member of parliament, asking them to oppose the removal of the religious defense. You can do so by using ARPA's Canada's Easy Mail. Additionally, consider attending the Bill C-9 rally on Parliament Hill in support of religious freedom on March 12, 2026.